today from the Ohio Newsroom, an update on the Siders case.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Caitlin Thorne.
In June, 16 children were rescued from a home in Vinton County, where they had allegedly been isolated in a 12-by-12 room for years. Law enforcement say that the room contained human feces and other waste. Seven of the children were hospitalized after the rescue. Law enforcement arrested and charged four members of the Siders family with multiple counts of felony child endangerment. Now, a month after the arrest, it's unclear if all of them will stand trial. Ohio Newsroom member station WOUB's Thomas Billington has been covering the case since it came to light, and he joins us to discuss the latest. Hi, Thomas.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Gary Siders Jr., father to the 16 children, and his parents, Gary Siders Sr. and Christina Siders, have all requested competency hearings. The children's mother, Elizabeth Siders, remains the only defendant without a request. What do those requests mean for the case? And how soon are we likely to hear the decision on the request?
So those requests are now sitting in front of a medical examiner. They will look through and determine whether or not the individuals are competent to stay on trial. Those reports have to be in by 30 days from when they were requested. So Siders Seniors came in on the 9th, so that puts into early August. And then Christina and Siders Jr. came in just yesterday, which puts them into late August. So once those reports are in to the judge will choose parts to redact from them and then release. If they're competent to stand trial, then the process moves on. If they're not competent, there will be a time frame for them to become competent. And that time frame lasts about a year, but it can be extended past that.
A judge placed a gag order mid-month. That means the state attorney general and Vinton County officials can't publicly share many more details about this case specifically. But I'm curious more broadly if this has brought scrutiny to the school system and social services in the area.
Yeah, it definitely has. These children were known to the state or they were known to the county. So it definitely brought scrutiny on the school district, on the social services, because these children were supposedly homeschooled. But according to the attorney general and according to other officials, the 18-year-old child could not read, could not spell her name. So it definitely has brought scrutiny on the homeschooling system of how could someone homeschool their children and not be able to have those children be able to read. Social services-wise, it's the same thing. Of the state knew and the local county knew there were 16 children living inside this house. How was no one ever checking on them? How was no one ever looking at these children? So it definitely has brought a lot of scrutiny onto the local community.
This case has garnered a lot of attention, and we've been hearing about it from a statewide and even national perspective. More locally, what's been the reaction, and how has the community responded?
The community has just been in shock. I was in Vinton County the day it happened, in Vinton County the day after it happened. I talked with neighbors at the scene, and they just had no idea what was going on. They hadn't seen these children. You know, I talked to one woman in MacArthur, the county seat, who said, I just wanted to give these children a hug. I wanted to give them the love they never had. So there's this almost sense of shame that they weren't able to help these kids. But they're now coming together as community and trying to help these kids, raising funds, you know, having community events at churches and stuff. So it's definitely, the community is very hurt by this, and they're definitely feeling it. But everyone I talked to in the community is saying this is not what Vinton County is. They're saying they wish, you know, they could have done something. And I think the community definitely has come together as a result of this incident.
Thomas, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.